Hi, guys. It's Skip LaCour. Hey, thank you so much for joining me for this More Than Just Muscles podcast number 10. During this More Than Just Muscles podcast, I really break down all the reasons why it may be a challenge for you to use all of your talents, all your skills, and all your abilities, all the resources that you have available to you that you use to become this incredible bodybuilder, this one out of a hundred epitome of fitness that people admire and you share your information, why you can't use that in other areas of your life to the fullest to round out your life and become more than just muscles. But more than just breaking down a psychology that may be helpful for you to understand yourself, I give you a strategy that has helped me many times in my life to jolt my nervous system, to scare me into taking the action I needed to when I went back to that safe place of complacency. So enjoy the podcast. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com and tell me how much this is helping you. Also, on Stitcher, leave a comment. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and a comment. I really appreciate it so I can get this more than just muscles. I don't think there's anybody out there providing this type of information. I can help get it out to people just like us who want more than our lives. We want to build upon our great body and have a great life too. Enjoy the podcast.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast. If you're dedicating your time, energy, and focus into building an awesome body, but the sacrifices that you're making just aren't producing all of the same great feelings they once did, then this podcast is for you. Or if the bodybuilding and training success that you've worked so hard to earn isn't providing all of the happiness you thought it would when you started on your journey, and you even think it might be getting in the way of your overall happiness in life, this podcast will offer you insight and perspective. This More Than Just Muscles podcast is specifically designed to help dedicated bodybuilding and fitness enthusiasts who find themselves asking, is this all there is, from time to time? No matter how great they physically look and feel, or how many people respect and admire what they've been able to accomplish with their bodies. Skip LaCour is a 6-time national drug-free bodybuilding champion who has been a leader in the bodybuilding and fitness world for over 25 years. He is a success coach, speaker, and business owner. Skip helps ambitious men understand and execute effective leadership and influence skills so that they reach their goals in life with more clarity and confidence. This More Than Just Muscles podcast is jam-packed with simple and effective strategies and distinctions that will help you break out of your current way of thinking and take action so you can finally create a better overall quality of life. It will get you on the path toward more happiness and fulfillment and a new empowering identity that's significantly more meaningful than just having a great body.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this More Than Just Muscles podcast. I am Skip LaCour. This podcast is for those of you, if you're like me, you love bodybuilding and training. You love the lifestyle. You become one out of 100. You know, when you look around in the mall or the grocery store, the amount of focus, dedication, you've gone through the challenges, the ups and downs to acquire this knowledge, you've executed in good times and bad, you know you've got this special physique. Now, I know that if you're like me too, you don't look at those other 99 people, everyday people in a mall or a grocery store and compare yourself to them. You're looking on Instagram, you're looking on all the other social media outlets, and you're seeing the very best of the best, and you compare yourself to them. So it's hard to say, I'm one out of 100, I'm special. But you know it. You know it when you look around the regular people, right? And it's part of your identity because you put so much time, focus, energy, you visualize, you become that amazing physique. You know what I'm talking about. Are you like me? And you've done it for so long. And with all that focus, dedication, time, energy, and effort, you've appreciated what you've accomplished. It's just that you want more out of life. Maybe some of those other areas, business, financially, relationships, because hey, I don't know about you, but to become as great as I've become, and developing everything I just talked about, I had to put a disproportionate amount of energy and focus to become so great. And that's how it usually works in life. And I don't regret a minute of it. It's just that, how can I balance things out? How can I use all of my talents, my energies, my efforts, my resources in a more creative way to build upon, not throw away, never go to the gym, let my body go to crap. No way. It's who we are, right? It's just, how can we figure out a way to use all of those skills that we've acquired, that mindset, that determination, that mental toughness that we've earned, we've acquired through our bodybuilding and training journey, how can we apply that to the rest of our lives so we can balance that all out? This is what this podcast is all about. You know, you don't really hear much conversation like this over the internet, right? We have the extreme examples. And, you know, I know what that's like. Maybe you know what that's like too, is that our leaders, the people on Instagram, I mean, they're all in. We have no idea what the rest of their life is. Sometimes they may show us how they've got everything together. It just makes us feel worse, right? If you're like me, man, you put in that effort. You weren't able to balance. And they give that appearance or they tell us that they're so balanced. I mean, hey, good for them. Good for them. I'm just being honest with you. You guys have been following me. Many of you have been following me for years. On the internet, you've seen what I've accomplished. You could just do a Google search right now of Skip LaCour. You can see all those physique shots, man. I suffered to get there. I was dedicated. I sacrificed the quality of my life in many, many ways for many, many years to develop that. You know, I don't know about all these guys who have just waltzed through life, have this amazing physique, and they have it all. And great for them, and I hope that's true. You know, I'm not one of those haters. I just wasn't able to do that. Not to the level that I want it in those other areas, right? And if you're like me, then I'm talking to you. If you're like a person that, that's hard. That's not hard. I don't know what his challenge is. I could do it all, and I could have an amazing physique. I can have an amazing future. I can have an amazing relationship with my amazing kids, with my amazing bank account, and all the amazing options. Well, this podcast isn't for you, right? And I'm okay with that. I just want to help the people who can relate, who have gone through these feelings and emotions, and, you know, do what I can to give you my perspective, because I've worked really hard to make it to the other side, right? I've worked very hard to make it to the other side, and I'm still recovering. I'm still finding a way to build that life. I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. I mean, a lot of people admire what I've accomplished, not just as a bodybuilder, but since that. You know, I'm a business owner, I have a family, those type of things. But I don't know. I just don't know if I have the belief that successful people sit around saying, I'm so successful. I mean, they may appreciate a level of success or mastery in one area. And I don't know if they just go around calling them so successful unless they're trying to sell you something, right? I'm just being honest here, right? And if this is your cup of tea, if this resonates with you, good. Well, hang on. You might really enjoy this series of podcasts. And I've done 9 other ones. This is more than just muscles. Podcast number 10 in this particular series. And here's this is for you. Now, let me just tell you something, right? I talked to a gentleman from Australia this past week. And he's listening to these More Than Just Muscles podcasts. And then he's right in the heat to become the best he can be. He's preparing for a show that's really important to him. And I said, hey, I told you at the beginning of the podcast, if you are in the thick of it, it's the journey. I mean, you want more than everything to be the very best on stage. That's the stage of life you're in right now. This may not be the podcast for you. And I tell you, turn it off right now. And the reason why is I appreciate that focus and dedication that you're putting yourself through all that sacrifice to become the very best. I'll just tell you, I'm an influential guy, right? I'm very passionate, and I really believe in everything that I say during this podcast. I don't want to mess with a person's mind who is, they know that this is what they want. They're not suffering. They're not wishing to have it more balanced. They know they're in the grind. At least for this period of time, they will be the best bodybuilder that they can be. Right? I don't want to mess with your head. I know that the mindset is everything. And I don't want to put doubts in your head. So if you're a competitor, if you know at this stage in your life that you don't want to balance out, you know that your life will have to be imbalanced to be the best you can be. Well, just download this, put it in a special file in your folder, and listen to it when you're at the next phase of your life, because I don't want to mess with your head, right? This is for those of us who want more, all right? We've accomplished a certain level we're happy with our bodybuilding and training efforts and all of the great experiences, great connection with people, how it made us feel about ourselves, how it made us get over certain down points in our lives. The consistency, the camaraderie, the challenge of the journey, you against you with your bodybuilding and training efforts. That's what it did for you. I all these great things. It's just that we want more. We just want more. That's what this More Than Just Muscles podcast is all about. I want to share my insight and experience now that I've gone through that, probably what you're going through, maybe even a lot more for a lot more years. And now I've got 12 years to look back on that journey, that mindset, and then 12 years of putting things back in a different order where, boom, how can I, quote unquote, have it all if there's such a thing? So that's what this More Than Just Muscles podcast is all about. Boy, I tell you guys, I've been feeling like all I've been doing was putting myself out there on the internet lately. This past week, I made this commitment, and you can see this on my Facebook page. You can see this on my Periscope, and I really encourage you to follow me. Facebook page, it's facebook.com/SkipLacore page, facebook.com/SkipLacore page, and follow me on Periscope at Skip LaCore. So on Periscope, I'm at Skip LaCore. I made this commitment, and you know, a little bit before explaining the commitment, I explained my confession. So it's a confession and a commitment. And actually, you can watch a video where I explain this in great detail. If you go to skiplacorecoaching.com/mission, all right? So it's skiplacorecoaching.com/mission. I talk about this confession and commitment that I'm putting myself out there. I want you guys to keep me accountable to it. The confession, in a nutshell, is that, man, I've been throwing out so much information. I have over 600 YouTube videos out there. I mean, hundreds of articles. SkipLacore.com, MassMachineNutrition.com, Manformation.com, Confidence and Leadership Skills. I've got a message board on bodybuilding.com that's been viewed, it's getting close to 1 million times. All the articles everywhere, I've got videos just all over the place, and I've been doing this for so many years. But when it comes to the personal development, you know, I've this type of talk, how to round out your life, that's been my passion. You know, I'll tell you, when you see someone on the internet, some expert who's really so crazy passionate about, you know, one specific area. I mean, he is the utmost authority. I mean, he slices it in so many ways. That guy's overcompensating for something, for it to become so damn important to him, right? And, you know, I admit, for like all great people, when it came to bodybuilding, man, how thinly did I slice the pie of all the details when it came to bodybuilding and training? Well, my new journey after that was how to become a better person, personal development, right, in all areas of life, right? And so I'm overcompensating there because that's my journey. You know, I'm thinking about it 24/7, 365 for years, and that's how I developed this certain level of insight that hopefully what it does, it shaves off time. You come up with distinctions a lot sooner than you would have had to do this by yourself. But there's a saying that says, we teach what we need to learn most. And that's what you can see on the internet from my most current journey over the last dozen or so years. Morning Connection podcast is one that's all about personal development. I went through two different 100-day stretches where I got up every single morning and I delivered. It's all about motivation. It's about life. It's not bodybuilding and training, right? 100 days in a row, and there's two stretches plus a lot more, right? So there's at least 200 of these Morning Connection podcasts. And the confession is I've been pumping out. And then I would actually talk to these guys on the phone, and they knew all my stories and analogies. They felt the connection. They were very appreciative of everything I've put out there. But talking to them, and as they explained their life and told me about what they were going through, it was very apparent that there was something missing, that they were blind to their weaknesses or how they're looking at a certain situation, they had a blind spot, and it made it impossible for them to really get the message so they could really improve their life, and so they were struggling. And I thought back on my experience, and I thought, you know, this is a lot like me. I mean, I knew about motivation. I knew all the quotes. I knew what to say. I could observe it in other people, and I could give them this great quote. I knew when times were difficult for me what I should say to myself. I knew how to pick myself up. But to get those actual results, it didn't happen until I got one-on-one coaching where someone can kind of explain whatever was going on in my head and kind of dissect it and give me a different way of looking at certain situations, give me that objectivity and perspective, right? So like I'm in a situation, I'm certain, I'm confident, I'm working hard. I have all those qualities, right? And, you know, there's a certain challenge in life. And I might think, okay, I've got choice between this and this, or sometimes even worse, I thought I only had one different option, one option only. And really, the truth of the matter is, in most situations, there's dozens of options that are available to you, but there's so much to take in life, you kind of lock in on one or two or three at the most. And right at your fingertips, there could be better, easier solutions that are best for you and everybody involved. But I would lack that perspective. Most of us do. And so all this general information that I was giving out, and as I look back that I was taking it, it only could be so effective because it's still rattling around in my brain with my limited perspective. And I just didn't feel after talking to the guys that all this energy that I was putting out, I don't think it was helping them. As a matter of fact, I thought that it was doing them more harm because they knew what to say, they knew what to do, but they weren't getting the results. So they were either accepting results that they really didn't want in life and saying, well, this is the best you can do because I know everything. Or they would feel bad about themselves that, man, I must be defective. And I felt, you know, both of those ways. And I felt I was contributing. And so in the end, all the energy, the effort, man, I would get up, you know, I don't know, 3 o'clock in the morning, I produce these podcasts, right? These videos because of my sincere desire to help other people because I want to help you guys get through your pain that I've experienced. That's why I do everything. Man, I didn't have a mentor, a real mentor in my life that could give me life experience. And I just went through all this pain and I wish I had somebody to grab me by the shoulder. Hey, look, Skip, I know you're a hard worker. I know you're a good guy, but man, you're looking at this in a disempowering way. I understand, Skip, because your past, your childhood, your traumas, whatever, you know, you're thinking that way, but you're making life too tough on yourself. It's a lot easier with a different way of thinking. I wish I had that person. Now, that was the thing, is I wanted to be that person. That's why you see all the articles. That's why you hear all these podcasts. You watch all these videos that I've been pumping out. But I just really felt that it was so limited, and I was actually wasting a lot of my time, you know, that I could be with my family and I could take care of my family. I could use that energy elsewhere to take care of my family or in more effective ways. And so, you know, I started really focusing my attention on, you know, my coaching clients who want it now. I mean, really committed men, ambitious men who want the best in life. And so they come to me and we just work intensely one-on-one every single week. And it's very effective. I mean, I just love what I do. I love the growth. I love the change. I love how smart they are to get that type of aggressive coaching to cut through all the bullshit and shave years and years and years off the grind. I wish that I was that guy in my 20s and even 30s, you know, that was smart enough to get one-on-one coaching. Instead of trying to do it myself, my life would be so much further ahead and I would have been able to enjoy so many great experiences. But that's okay. Again, the reason why I'm here with you right now is because I don't want you to go through that. And so, you know, I concentrated on those guys, right? The guys who stepped up to be most committed, that were smarter than me. And I deliver every single week. I do that, you know, 20 hours a week, all I do is talk about success one-on-one in real-life situations with men. Love what I do. I love the growth. I love the connection, right? Really doing what I was put on this earth to do. And I think that's saying something if you see all the things I accomplished in bodybuilding. This is what I was meant to do. This is one of the most rewarding things that I can do, this overall quality of life mission. And I talk about mission because I have this band formation program that really documents, you know, my man formation, my transformation out of bodybuilding and training into the life that I have now and where I'm going, right? And you can go to manformation.com/free, manformation.com/free. And there's an 11-hour audio course with workbooks that I created. I mean, I've sold hundreds and hundreds of these around the world to men for $100, $99.97, right? And I just give it away to you now. You know, the reason why so much information on the internet, you guys got so many ebooks and audio programs sitting on your hard drive. You know, I know that. But, you know, if I can just make a difference, because it has made a difference in so many men's lives, the guys who paid $99 for it, right? And maybe they had skin in the game because they paid money for it. They actually used it. Well, it just started a relationship. Many of those guys, they were so moved. It proved them so much. They wanted to take their man formation, put it on steroids, and they came to me for one-on-one coaching to take it, you know, kick it into gear a lot faster, right? So, but I was looking at that, the man formation in session number 5, I have this 8-page dream life that I created. And you can go there, manformation.com/free. Hell, just go there to download the PDF file for session number 5 and go to the end to see my 8-page dream life. And this 8-page dream life was written 10 years ago. It took a lot of thought. But there's things in there where I talked about how I'm going to make a difference and using the latest internet technology to change people's lives. And I realized I had backed off of that. And it gave me perspective. And so I the commitment after, you know, making that confession, losing sight of my mission, losing faith that I can make a difference in you guys. And you can watch the whole story as I talk it on in detail. Again, go to skiplacorecoaching.com/mission. The commitment is getting out there. So I've been on live sessions on Facebook a couple times a day. I've been on Periscope. I'm on a podcast now. I'm on my members-only website, giving them daily blogs. I think I'm talking to everybody out in the world more than I'm talking to my wife and kids these days. Hey, right? So it's a little bit what's going on. Again, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. So during this More Than Just Muscles podcast, number 10 here, what I am going to do is I'm going to talk about, I understand the feelings and emotions you may be going through because you've created this life, you've dedicated so much energy and effort into your bodybuilding and training, and you know you want to get to the other side, balance things out, right? I want to talk about that mindset that I've been breaking this down. What may have you stuck there? Why it's so hard to move, right? We're talking theory, right? We still got to, who cares of why? We got to create actions, but then I'm going to have an action step on maybe to jolt your brain, jolt your nervous system to really take that action that you need. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast. So you have your bodybuilding and training efforts going in the right direction. That's awesome. Are you now ready to take your entire life to the next level too? Sure, it takes a lot of focus and discipline to build a great body, but that's not going to automatically translate into an incredible overall life too, unless you have a clear-cut vision for exactly what you want for your life and an effective plan that you really believe in to make it happen. Maybe you've already realized this. Your body has improved dramatically. People compliment you all the time, but you still feel that there's something missing. What's your plan to become more than just a great body and create an amazing, balanced, overall quality of life that you can be proud of and confidently work toward? One-on-one peak performance coaching specialist Skip LaCour will help you channel all that your hard work, discipline, and abilities to become more than just muscles and help you build a life filled with confidence, passion, and purpose. You can have it all. Confidence in every social situation, wealth, opportunity, freedom,
love, and connection, along with your impressive physical body and amazing health. When you know the strategies to put it all together and execute them on a continual basis, go to SkipLacourCoaching.com and see the different one-on-one life coaching plans Skip LaCour has to help you. Set up a free coaching session to see if this exclusive next-level one-on-one coaching program is right for you by sending Skip an email at Skip@SkipLacourCoaching.com.
We are back with this More Than Just Muscles podcast. Thank you so much for spending this time with me, man. There are so many podcasts out there, so many social media outlets, so many experts, and you're taking the time to listen to me. I just want to tell you, I really appreciate that. I mean, I get up early in the morning and late at night, and all I do is think about ways how to communicate better with you. My mission, save you some pain, give you ways of thinking and strategies to make your life better, right? And you're taking the time to listen to me. I'm putting a lot of work on my end, but it would all go wasted. It would all be for naught if you weren't taking the time to listen to this. So I just want to tell you, I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to me, even entertaining what I may have to say. So before the break, I was talking about, you know, when you've dedicated your life to the bodybuilding training and you know you need to shift some of that focus to round out your life, how challenging that can be. And, I think about this stuff all the time. I don't know if there's anybody in bodybuilding and training that is really focusing right now or ever on life after that extreme focus to bodybuilding and training. Whether or not, and this doesn't matter if you're a competitor, it just became your thing, right? I don't know if there's this recovering bodybuilder type thing or balancing out bodybuilding, whatever you want to call this More Than Just Muscles theme. I don't know if there's anybody else on the planet talking about this stuff, right? So this is what I've just been thinking about as I've gone through my journey, how I can help you, right? And so I was breaking down, why is it so hard? Why was it so hard to me, for me, after my bodybuilding and training career? I probably competed probably 3 years longer than I even wanted to. I just didn't know what to do next, that I had to just get everything out of it and just say, I don't know what I'm going to do next, right? Because I've been putting all my focus and winning these contests and living that lifestyle. But you know what? I'm not going to do this anymore. I was getting older. I didn't know what to do, but I was going to force myself to do something, right? And so I knew I had to do something different for many years. And it was like, well, why couldn't I just do it, right? I'm a smart guy, I like to think I am, right? Why couldn't I? And then even after I did throw myself out there, the process was a lot slower. The transition was a lot more challenging than I thought it was going to be. And as I, look back, I'm going to throw some things out to you because I've had a lot of you guys, you've sent me emails, why is it so hard? We're smart guys. We're dedicated. We're focused. We're great bodybuilders. We can transfer that. You hear that all the time. We can transfer all the skills that it takes to be a great bodybuilder, to be 1 out of 100, if not 1 out of 1,000 around you, right? Why is it so hard? Think about this, all right? For every journey, I don't care if it's business. I don't care if it's relationships. I don't care if it's a hobby. And that hobby can be something other than bodybuilding training. I don't really care what it is. If you really think about it, you got to get in there and you're going to suck. You're not going to be good. You're going to be confused. You're going to be overwhelmed. You're going to be thinking, wow, I really love this, but I hate it. You're going to think, oh man, I've hit a plateau and you've only been doing it for a couple weeks or a couple months. But you stick in it. You go through the ups and downs and you get better. And it's this love-hate relationship. It's this challenge, you against you. Again, this isn't, I know I'm giving you back memories to when you started with your bodybuilding and training, but this could be anything in life. I don't care if you're a businessman, musician, whatever it may be. You're going to school. I mean, I've got a client who is in law school right now. He's going at 29 years old, where all the other guys are 21 or so. And that challenge, that new frontier where you want to take your life to the next level. You know the grind, you know the challenge, you know the uncertainty, right? And I may be reminding of your bodybuilding training days, but that's for everything, right? if you think about it, it was no just easy ride. Now, you may glamorize your whole bodybuilding and training journey towards mastery, the level that you're at right now, better than most, as just some easy ride. But, you know, it wasn't. You did have your ups and downs, and you doubted yourself. You may have even quit for a couple months, maybe not, or whatever, right? You just persisted, right? You found the good. You bounced back, right? Well, that's what you're going to have to do in all those other areas of your life that you haven't been focusing on, right? But here's the deal. Here's the big key distinction that I figured out is, you know, I don't know about you. Let's just take myself and we'll talk about you. Is that, you know, what was I doing before bodybuilding and training, right? You know, I was working my way up the ladder, a grocery store manager. I had my goals to position myself through a transfer and, you know, pass my test, you know, kiss ass to whoever I had to kiss ass to get a promotion in a store, right? That was a process that I started from 19 till I got promoted, you know, at 27 years old, right? You guys may know my story, but that's how I started my life in the grocery store business, being a worker into management. I became the youngest manager in this chain. And actually, you know, when I ran into bodybuilding, I mean, I did them both for a while, but I quit that job. And I just found out, you know, pretty recently from a sales rep that I was the only guy that job that was so coveted that people worked years and went through. It was a big chain. So there's a lot of competition for the promotions. And I made it through the grind to get promoted. I did well as a manager there. I found out that, you know, 17 years later or however long it is later, that I'm the only manager who ever quit. All the other managers who aren't working there anymore, they got fired or they got demoted. So in that circle, that was a very coveted position that I broke out of, right? But, you know, it doesn't matter what it is for other people, but for me, right? I didn't grow up saying, oh, I'm going to work in a grocery store. I don't care if I was the manager or not, right? And so, I mean, I was working hard, obviously, but when I found bodybuilding, it wasn't like I had this thing that it was amazing and it was all-encompassing and it was my identity and I was all stoked and there's no place I'd rather be. And it just made me feel good and it cured all my ills of the past. I didn't have that before I started bodybuilding, which gives bodybuilding a great advantage. So it isn't like when I was bodybuilding, oh, it's going, suck, this sucks, ups and downs, the challenges of being new, I hate it. You know, this sucks. I didn't have the temptation of saying, ah, screw this journey. Screw this fight. I'm going back to what I'm great at, the grocery store business or whatever. I didn't have something that I was great to just fall back on that I knew would make me feel good. And some days, like an addiction, like a drug, let's say, an addiction, a drug, something that feels good in the moment, but maybe compromising your overall quality, your happiness of life, right? You know, I didn't have, while I was trying to cold turkey, go through the pain to improve my life, I didn't have this drug just to go to that would instantly make me feel good. And think about that for you with bodybuilding and training, right? It wasn't while you were going through the grind and learning about all the ups and downs and the plateaus, am I good enough? Why am I doing this? Whatever, that, you know, on your way towards the way you feel about it now and what you've become, did you have something that you were so great at that you could just, you know, forget about this grind, forget about this frustration and confusion and the information overload? Did you have something else where you'd rather be that you could just feel immediately great? The answer is you probably didn't. All right? Think about that, right? It's a lot easier. Hey, it's the only game in town to stick it through. Well, think about it now. You have that, and I don't care if you're getting older or you feel that you've been putting too much energy into it, right? You have that with bodybuilding and training, right? And so when it comes to all these other areas of life, you're getting older, you know you got to improve this, you got to think about your future, whatever. You're being distracted because you got this drug, you got this love, you got this thing that you can immediately go back to where you don't suck. Why? When you have this great thing, oh, it's not so bad. It feels so good. Hey, I put so much time. People respect me. I feel good over here. Why would you put yourself in the pain and do something, go on this journey that you have no idea if you're good enough. You have no idea if it would pay off. You are having information overload. You're thinking it's too late. You know, all the same insecurities, right? All those same thoughts. You did have those with bodybuilding and training, right? And you're going through that. And then what do? You start looking at all the people who fail at whatever you're trying to do, business, making more money. Money doesn't matter. Oh, well, I've got it better than most with my job, or whatever you're saying. There's worse things, right? Whatever you start to tell yourself so you don't grind out the journey, you don't stick it through like you did with bodybuilding and training, right? And you go back to the bodybuilding where you feel good. And I'll just tell you, if you're a coach, if you want to create people who can't get their fitness together, right? You want to help them create breakthroughs instead of saying, what's your problem? What's your problem, man? No excuses. What's your excuse, right? Well, you know what? You have no other place that you'd rather be. That's why you can go through all the discipline of fitness. You know, some of these people that you're talking to, they got some great place. I don't know, family, business, or whatever, that they can forget about this gym stuff and go back there. It doesn't matter how much they weigh or how much they should get fit, right? You got to understand, just like you right now, you're struggling to be dedicated, to be focused, to be persistent in all those other areas of life besides bodybuilding and training because you got this great thing that you can always fall back on. They can't get into their fitness the way you think they should because they got something great that you don't have that they can go back to and feel good rather than go through this grind, physical, mental, emotional grind and journey and all the ups and downs, right? So think about that, right? And I know that's not a solution, but maybe if you think about that way, you can understand, why can't I do this? Why can't I use my talents? It worked well in that area, bodybuilding training. Why can't I transfer it, right? Think about that. You didn't have any competition. You didn't have any competition for that passion, that drive, those great feelings when you started on your bodybuilding and training journey, which was challenging. You didn't have any competition, you know, distracting you. Come back over here. It's better over here, right? Now you do. Now you do as you're concentrating those other areas of life. Bodybuilding is always calling you back. It's your safe place to feel good immediately, all right? Well, so I don't know. I hope that brings you some insight about what's going on in your head maybe. But what's the good of understanding that if you can't take action and actually have a strategy to change it, right? So we're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to give you something to think about, a strategy, a plan, something that can jolt your nervous system, jolt your mind into creating those changes that you really want but can't get yourself to do. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast.
Do you feel that you just can't get yourself motivated and disciplined enough to actually do the important things you know you must to reach those goals in life that you always say you want? Have you ever worked long and hard toward your ambitious goals, only to ask yourself, is this all there is once you've achieved them? If you can relate to these challenges, feelings, and emotions, then Skip LaCour's book, It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder, will give you the insight and perspective to finally understand the obstacles that stand in your way and prevent you from living the life you really want. It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder is Skip LaCour's very personal and revealing story about his journey to find the oftentimes elusive feeling of happiness in life that we're all looking for. In this book, the 6-time national champion, drug-free bodybuilder, entrepreneur, and speaker shares with you the most powerful lessons that he's learned about life to make your experience the very best it can be. It's his sincere effort to make good on the promise he made to
himself during his darkest days to make sure that the personal pain that he suffered doing everything he believed was right, and most importantly, exactly what he did to overcome that pain, empowers you with more direction, perspective, insight, love, and passion sooner rather than later. In the social media age, where it seems as though everyone is trying to present their lives to be a lot better than they really are, Skip LaCour makes sure he doesn't play that game, so he provides you with the clarity and direction you've been searching for. Everything that happens in your life can and will serve you in some way, shape, or form. It's just a matter of time until you realize it. It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder by Skip LaCour will help you realize this about your own life. This book could very well be the source of the inspiration and information that you need to finally take control over your life and find your personal path to happiness. To learn more about It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder by Skip LaCour, go to www.itsamatteroftrust.com.
We are back with this More Than Just Muscles podcast. I am Skip LaCour. Thank you so much for doing this for yourself, listening to this podcast, looking for strategies to build upon the quality of life that the foundation right now is all that esteem, all that expertise you have in bodybuilding and training. You help other people, you feel great. We want to build upon it, and that's what this More Than Just Muscles podcast is about. But you know what? You're making the investment of your time. You're open to what I have to say. You're looking for those strategies and distinctions to make it happen. I applaud you. Thank you for doing this for you. All right. And also thank you for putting your faith and trust in me. So during the last segment, I shed some light. I mean, I think about this stuff all the time. Like I said, I don't know who's thinking about this as much as me, this whole More Than Just Muscles podcast, if it's anywhere on the planet, right? How you can take all that time and energy and focus, all that accomplishment, achievement that you already have with bodybuilding training and build upon it, right? And situation. All right, so I talked about, why it may be so hard to jump into that new area and use that same passion, fervor, tenacity that you use for bodybuilding and training. Why can't you use it and improve the other qualities of your life? And I talked about the distraction when you went through bodybuilding training. You didn't have the distraction of a place to go to that could make you feel good. And bodybuilding training, when you started, even though you're going through the grind and felt, and at times, that this sucks, right? You didn't have something to go to. You do now, right? So we talked about that. Hopefully that provided some clarity. But you know what? Who cares? Why? How can we change things? I want to talk about this exercise. And, I tell you about all the motivation and all the books and all the seminars that I've gone to. I spent a lot of money. I mean, it's approaching $100,000 if you include the seminars, the books, the audios, the flights, the seminar fees, the hotel rooms that all went with it. And in a chunk of years in my 30s, late 20s, 30s, right, in that time to acquire this knowledge. I'm a big fan of Tony Robbins, went to all his stuff, his high-end stuff, for some of them several times, right? I even staffed at his events because I just love his stuff. But there was this one particular exercise, and this has been very helpful to me and what we're talking about right now, More Than Just Muscles, how to get to that other side and break free of maybe the addiction or wanting to stay with your bodybuilding training so you can put some of that energy to enhance the other quality of your life. There's a particular exercise that he has, and he calls it a Christmas Carol, something like that. If you remember the movie A Christmas Carol with Ebenezer Scrooge, right around Christmas time, and there was the part of the movie or the book, or, where the ghost of Christmas future came and grabbed him, and so he showed him what his life would be, if he didn't change his ways. And so he took him in the future, and all these horrible things were happening, all because of the result of him being such a mean guy. And, and he talked about Tiny Tim actually dying. And so I guess Scrooge was a really mean guy, but he had this thing for Tiny Tim. And because he went into the future and saw his mean ways, Tiny Tim was going to ultimately die or whatever. And so what happened was, so he came back to the present after going into the future. Oh, and it's such an emotional experience. It jolted his system because he now had the chance to change his way so that future would not happen. That horrible future wouldn't happen. He got to come back to the presence and change his ways. And Tony Robbins talks about that. He has an exercise where he originally talks you and gets you into the state to visualize what it would be like 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, if you'd not change your ways, right? And I've used this in the past, several times in the past to get me to the next level in life. I talked about my grocery store experience, right? And how, you know, that was a good job or whatever compared to most, but I want it more to go on this journey that I'm in, right? And so I did that. I visualized. I was in some crappy one-bedroom apartment. I was putting my green smock to go to my late-night shift at the grocery store because I was covering for a vacation. I wasn't even in a prestigious early morning, afternoon, regular person shift. This was a weekend, and it was a night. I was making the worst-case scenario. But it was when, at that time, like 30 years in the future, I was 50-something years old. And I think you guys know I shaved my head. My hair started falling out when I was 20 years old, right? 19 years old. But, you know, to make it a horrible picture in my head in this one-bedroom apartment, getting ready for work with my green smock and my name tag for my night shift on a weekend, you know, I didn't shave it all off like I do now because I just gave up on life. And I had straggly hair just on the sides, you know, where it's bald on top with hair on the sides. And because, I don't know, I just lost track, I thought it was good to have it a little bit longer. Like that made up for the, you know, the baldness on the top of my head. And my hair wasn't really well kept. And it was gray, right? And I wear contact lenses. I've worn contact lenses since I was like 10 years old, right? But, you know, I've given up on my look, right? So I was just wearing glasses. They weren't even fashionable glasses. And also, I had where I was fat. Fitness, I was fat. So here I am, this bald guy with gray straggly hair and glasses and fat, getting ready for his night shift in his green smock with his name tag in his one-bedroom apartment. And I was alone because I felt so bad about myself. I wasn't married. I didn't have children. I went into the future. If I did not change, if I did not do whatever it took to follow my dreams, to go on the direction who I really thought I was, that was going to be my future. It was a ghost of Christmas future, right? And that just, I as I'm talking to you, even though that was 20-something years ago or however long it was, I blazed that into my mind. It's in my mind. I can see it right now just as clear as I saw it 20 years ago when I forced myself to feel this pain and to visualize that, right? Look where I am now, right? I did that again. And I probably have done it many times, but the ones that really seared into my brain and my nervous system, I did that again after my bodybuilding and training career. Where, you know, I can even say, well, you know, life isn't perfect, but look at all the things I've accomplished, right? But I was kind of like, I was just in this transition after competing, like you may be feeling what I'm talking about now. I had the whole bodybuilding thing to hold my hat, just do a Google search. And I got a lot of mileage out of that many years. Well, I still do, but many years, you know, after I stopped competing. So I didn't have to go through all the grind. I didn't have all the pressure, but I was still benefiting from it. You know, I talk about the endorsement deal that I had as a supplement company. They paid me for 7 years after I stopped competing. And I didn't even have to do, they didn't have appearances or anything for me. I mean, I did a lot of things, but they didn't require it of me. And that's because they're so appreciative of what I did, my passion, what I did for their company while I was competing. But that wasn't a good thing. You may say, wow, good for you. It wasn't a lot of money, so I don't want to make you think I'm some baller like a lot of people do on the internet. But it was enough to pay the basics of the bills, even in expensive California, the basics, without doing anything. And that went on for 7 years. I had a lot of reasons to just stay in my comfort zone, but I also had a lot of reasons to get my ass in gear and get to the next level. But I was stalled. And so what I did, and I didn't start my supplement company. I didn't even have my dog. I certainly was married, you know, have my daughter, Brooklyn, or my son, Jace, right? That's when I was formulating the dream life, that if you go to manformation.com/free and you go to session 5 and you see my dream life. That's when I was forming. I was trying to get the courage to take action. You know what it may be like. You may be feeling it right now. You know you need to do this. You know you need to do this. You just can't get yourself to do it, right? And so I used it at that point too. And I said, look, you're just going to be older. You're going to be some old bodybuilder showing old pictures of you, or even worse, you're going to be wearing little skinny tank tops at 60 years old. Look what I used to be with your saggy skin, probably getting tan and looking like a lizard, talking about the old days, right? And, you know, ugh. That's why I have a real problem. You know, maybe you've heard me mention it as I'm asking you guys, you like it when 50-something-year-old ex-bodybuilders show their saggy skin and their difference in the muscles? Because look, I don't care. Age is coming. You can look good for 55 or 60 or what. You can look good for that age, but you don't look anything like you were in your early 30s. And I always ask you guys, what do you think about that? And a lot of you guys say, oh, I think it's an inspiration. I don't know. Maybe it's me because I did this exercise with myself, the Ghost of Christmas Future, and I was going to be one of those guys. Maybe this is just my personal thing. And I didn't have any money. I didn't have any savings for my future. I was just going to go as this ex-bodybuilder for all these years. I wasn't going to make the transition. I wasn't going to start my business, Mass Machine Nutrition. I wasn't going to start the coaching business and everything I got planned. I got so many things planned, you know, in my future. I wasn't going to do it. I was going to stay in that suspended mode. And I made myself visualize that and disgust myself. What a waste of time. What a waste of talent. And I'll tell you, that goes to Christmas Future. You know, things don't happen necessarily immediately, but when you get that emotional feeling, if you think in times of your life where it really came together, there's some moment that you could probably track it back to. And in that moment, you had enough. Or in that moment, I can do this shit. But you could probably track back to that emotional moment. And when you can get that in your body, it may not happen right away, but things change. But things change. And this is an exercise that has been helpful to me in the past, that I want to share with you to get you on that, to jolt your nervous system, to do whatever it is to get over the top and balance your life out and be more than just muscles and live that high quality of life that you really want. And I hope that's helpful. Hey, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. You guys are sending me emails. I really appreciate it. You're loving this stuff. It's connecting with you. It's what you really need at this time, and I'm glad I can provide it for you. Also, go to itsamatteroftrust.com. Itsamatteroftrust.com. That's this book that I'm writing. I have lots of excerpts from the book that really tie in with this more than just muscles theme. I share the intimate details of my life and my particular journey and why I even got so focused on bodybuilding in the first place. What it happened in my life, and a lot of men around the world can really identify with it. So that's It's a Matter of Trust. It's for my upcoming book, It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder. Also, go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/SkipLacour page. Skip LaCour page. And, man, get on all those live videos that I'm doing all the time, right? You can't get enough of me, right? Seems like I'm talking to you guys, again, more than I'm talking to my family. Get on Periscope, @SkipLacour. And hopefully you're on my Twitter, @SkipLacour. Pinterest, Skip LaCour, Instagram, Skip LaCour, right? Let's keep this connection, your daily dose. I want to just be your buddy, your friend, as you're going through this journey. I want to share my life experiences, all in effort for you to have that life that you really want. All right, guys. Have a great day. Thanks so much for joining me. And hey, let's all become more than just muscles.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast. Are you interested in one-on-one coaching with Skip LaCour, but you aren't quite sure it's a good fit for you? That's totally understandable, unless you've had one-on-one coaching in the past or have talked to someone in-depth who's had a great experience with coaching. It can be a real challenge to appreciate its full power and recognize the positive impact it will have on your life. You can get all of your questions about coaching answered by talking to Skip LaCour directly on the phone. Schedule a free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour directly about your current
situation, the goals you want to achieve, and the challenges you believe are standing in your way. Skip works exclusively with men who are the most committed to their success. He'll gladly take the time to explain all of the benefits of his one-on-one coaching programs and determine if the two of you would be a good match moving forward into such a close, consistent, and intense working relationship. Schedule your free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour about one-on-one coaching right now by going to www.skiplacourcoaching.com/talk. Once again, that website address to schedule your free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour about one-on-one coaching is www.skiplacourcoaching.com/talk.